death on the district line.
Daddy will return one day, and at the station they will see me waiting, and they will say, "Mary, why are you up so late?" And I will say, "Because I love you." And they will say, they will smile, and they will take my hand, and they will take me home.
Miss?
Hmm?
You've not got your nightdress on, miss. What is it?
My mummy and daddy. I'm waiting for them.
I'd best call the police, miss. Will you wait?
It's all right, Mary.
Do you know her, sir?
Yes, I'm her grandfather. Mary. She's still asleep. Mary.
If she wanders out, sir, what's to stop her wandering onto the track?
I know that.
What are you saying?
She'll be all right. Here's sixpence for your trouble. Hmm? Mary, come home with me now.
I'm so tired. Are you tired? You look tired. Many people would think going to the theatre, free seats, reviewing plays, what a life. But it appalls me. These ridiculous people aping human behaviour up on the stage, what is it for? And the repulsive audiences, mouths open, heads thrown back, laughing like jackals. And I, what do I do?
You sleep through the show.
I sleep to survive. Then back to an oyster house and bang out a review, Mr. Roe Bottom's Nanky Poo, whilst finely sung, lacked what I can only call full oriental conviction. What I want to say is, he sang like a drain and the audience, being morons, loved it.
Why don't you ask your editor if you can do something else?
I have asked. I only want to do one thing, and Jenkins says no.
The crime desk?
That's right, the real world, where the real drama is. The police against the criminals. Those are the significant stories of our time, not cucumber sandwiches and handbags lost in railway stations. Mary, I feel as though my life, my real life, is going on elsewhere. Do you ever feel like that?
No.
You don't suffer from my divine discontent?
No. I don't have the luxury.
I'm sorry.
Your Byronic strictures. Wonderful. And tedious. Do you mind me saying that? In a moment, I shall go home. You will go back to your office. Your colleagues will say, "Well, Charles, another dramatic evening," and you will regale them for half an hour or an hour even with your suffering, for which we have so much respect. Whilst I will return to a dingy house in Finchley, to a grandfather who will question me on my evening, probably. Or else tomorrow at breakfast will greet me with gentle hints to the effect that I was late. Late? I'm 22 years old. But I'm sorry, I interrupted. You were saying, you're suffering?
Mary?
And I will wait. And wait. For women do wait, are brought up to wait, are virtue. Patience.
No,
you don't. Ever since we met, you haven't. Why did we meet?
Why?
I mean, how?
On a platform. You fainted. On the underground, I took you home.
Yes.
And that's how we...
Yes. I saw something dreadful tonight. A broom out of control ran over a cat in the road. Its body was writhing, turning. Other people looked away. I had to watch until it died.
That's the world, Mary. Animals die in agony. It's appalling, but at least it's real. If you seize it.
Yes. Do you want those oysters?
I'd have to bring in my own story. That's the only way I get accepted. I mean, something significant. Jenkins couldn't ignore it. I'd be in.
Yes, I see.
That's what I need. And then... here's your station.
What?
Now, Mary, what is it?
I don't think...
I thought perhaps a train tonight.
No, a cab.
Expensive. And unnecessary.
Then I'll walk.
You walk?
No. I had hoped that you might...
Mary!
See me home?
I had this review, haven't I, to finish? What can I do? Mary, listen. You never told me. Why are you frightened of trains?
The angel came to the train, flew down, and Mummy and Daddy bowed. The angel said, "Come with me." And they cried because they didn't want to leave me. "Mummy, Daddy, don't go with the angel," I would have said, and then they would have stayed. But I didn't. I didn't. I didn't say it. Because I was asleep. And when I woke, they were gone.
I didn't hear you come in last night.
I was late. Not very late. I couldn't find a cab.
I see.
Charles had to go back to his office.
Oh. How was the theatre?
Gilbert and Sullivan.
Ah, yes. Was it amusing?
Yes. Enchanting.
Enchanting?
What?
Well, I would hardly have thought Gilbert and Sullivan enchanting.
It was diverting. It was...
Oh, that's all right. How are you feeling this morning?
A slight headache.
Dear old London smog delivering its blessing. And how is Mr. Lester?
Very well.
Good. Is he enchanting?
What are you working on?
The statue.
Will you be in the workshop all day?
I shall.
I'll bring you lunch.
What's going on?
Let me get out of here!
Madam, what is it?
On the train! That man!
What are you saying you did? He did something to you? Sir. Sir. There's a young woman out there. She's upset. Can you hear me? Oi! I'm talking to you! Look at me. He's dead.
All lives are made significant in death. Can we say that, Sergeant? Can we go that far? What is it about death that seems to promote even trivial lives to a higher plane? A man gets on a train. He's on his way home. He is thinking about his supper. Possibly the evening ahead. Perhaps something still rankles in his mind. Someone at the office. Some thought. He pushes it aside. Leaves it. Has he remembered to buy that something for his wife which he has promised and she has long demanded? Before that man reaches home, he is shot through the heart. That man, who has never said a serious thing in his life, suddenly, in death, attains solemnity.
His name was Conrad Gresham.
Here at Scotland Yard, sudden, violent, transforming death is our daily portion. And so, therefore, when we express sorrow, battlement, rage, we must choose our words with care. Mustn't we?
Yes, Sergeant.
We must not grow insensitive. Your thoughts?
It wasn't suicide.
You're confident.
I've searched the carriage. There was no weapon.
Mightn't he have got rid of it?
You mean thrown it out of the window?
For example.
After shooting himself?
Good.
And then he would have had to shut the window.
Was the window shut?
I'll find out. All the same.
All the same what?
It looks very much like a man was shot in a closed carriage by an invisible assailant, doesn't it, Sergeant?
The victim, any financial problems?
Well, I don't... No, yet.
So then go and head it around his office.
Yes, Sergeant.
Who's that woman outside?
His wife. Will you see her now?
Yes. Let her in, Rich.
Madam?
Mrs. Gresham. My name is Detective Sergeant Duane. Thank you for coming to see me.
I wanted to. My husband, I'm sure.
Well,
He travelled on the train every day. The district line.
Yes.
The district line for... his life. Why did this happen?
I haven't got an answer.
It's funny, isn't it? You say, when the children have left home, you'll do this, that, and the other. You say, you discuss it. Your plans, aren't they? We said we will travel. We thought we'd go to Egypt. He said he wanted to see the pyramids. I said, whatever for? But he wanted it. A stubborn man. And now he won't.
I will catch the person who did it.
You'll catch him. I see. And will that show the pyramids to my husband? Will it?
The woman in the train said you saw a cigarette still burning at Gresham's feet.
Yes.
A cigarette of that particular brand takes 5 minutes to burn that far down. Working backwards, then. From Charing Cross to Temple, your timing?
1.5 minutes. Half a minute stop at Temple. Then from Temple back to Blackfriars, 2 minutes. 4 minutes so far.
Carry on.
55, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Now! The train was in this tunnel when Gresham was shot. By the way, you've mentioned to the station inspector that we're on the track.
Oh, yes, Sergeant.
They're not going to get killed.
I don't think so.
I should be awfully annoyed, Rich.
Yes, Sergeant.
Go on.
Could he have been shot from within the compartment?
There was no one else in there. You've seen the station inspector's report.
Yes.
Fired, therefore, from the outside and from somewhere near here.
Perhaps from one of the ledges under the bridge.
A sniper?
Yes.
Waited down here and shot at a moving train.
It's possible.
Without breaking the windows.
He opened the window, fired in, and shut it afterwards.
So, now your man is attached to the train in some way, gripping hold of the side, prising a window open, aiming, firing, closing the window, and... and then what? The limitations of deductive reasoning, eh, Rich? And then what? Disappearing into the tunnel... How? Now, what are we looking for, a man or an angel of death?
Oh, look at this.
Who wrote it?
Jameson. Man's a buffoon. Listen. 1 week after the murder of the elderly businessman on the District Line, the police remain focked. What is that supposed to mean?
Focked? You don't know.
I'm saying it's out of place. Baffled, perhaps, confused, at a loss. All right, but foxed, Mary?
I don't understand.
I can write better than Jameson.
I see. Of course.
I cannot bear another Tuesday night at the theatre.
Charles, I want to talk to you.
What?
My grandfather wants to move to Canada.
Why?
He used to live there. He wants to go back.
Let him go, then.
What do you think of it?
What do I think?
Yes, Charles.
I think he's a hell of a long way.
Yes.
Well, I mean, what? I don't understand it.
He wants me to go with him.
Are you going?
I might.
Mary?
I might. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you want me to...
I can't
think about these things. Not now. What? Oh, you're crying. We've never said I haven't, have I? Oh, Mary, Mary.
No, Charles, you never said anything.
Oh, Mary.
Mr. Lester.
Yes.
There's been another murder on a train, they reckon. Down there in the station.
Oh, my God.
So you were there?
That's right.
Mr.
Lester.
First?
Not exactly first, but on the scene. I'm a reporter.
Ah.
I got my story.
You must be happy.
I made notes.
If there isn't anything else...
The scene of the crime. Do you want me to read them to you?
Well, my constable will take your statement.
I think they're important.
I'd better hear them then. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
please, Mr. Lester.
First-class carriage, number 32, District Line train, St. James's Park... Time 9:25 p.m. Man's body, dressed in a dark grey overcoat with velvet collar, dark trousers, black diagonal coat and vest, patent leather shoes,
Lincoln and Bennett hat bruised from a fall. Face, so far as visible, dark and pale. Age, about 45. Four-coil snake ring with ruby and diamond setting. In vest, exactly over heart, small, clean-cut hole. No singeing or burning, no smell of powder, no signs of struggle. Window furthest from platform, closed. Note, exactly a week to the minute almost since discovery of the murder at Charing Cross last week. Is this accident or horrible intention?
Very good. Very terse.
Thank you. Who was he?
Mr. George Villiers, commercial traveller of West Kensington.
Isn't there a connection between them? I mean the two murders.
I don't know. You say there's a connection. I say, what is it? These two men didn't know each other.
And neither was robbed.
No. So, thank you for coming in.
Is that it?
I've got to go.
Well, I'd like to come with you.
Why should you come with me?
Do you ever go to the theatre?
What are you asking?
If you ever go to the theatre, I'm sure you don't. Your life is too significant. The battle with crime, the large issue of our time. I spend my evenings in the theatre, where people bray like donkeys because a man's wife has fallen in love with a vicar.
That's quite good.
No, it isn't. It's inane. It's so stupid, it's beyond forgiveness.
So,
have you ever seen a man die? I will die one day, and what have I done?
All right. Come with me. This is the carriage the last one died in.
What are you looking for?
They were shot between stations from the outside. The windows of the compartments were closed. Mr. Lester.
The murderer was holding on?
That's what my constable said. So, let's see if it's possible. Right. So, I can just about get up. But the train is stationary. So, anyway, he clambers along. Yes?
Yes?
Oh,
you all right?
I saw something up there. Can you see? In the grime?
Scratch marks.
Yes, they go back along the carriage, see?
Yes.
Now, what do you think caused those?
Well, they look as though...
Yes?
I mean, they look as though some large animal had clawed its way along. Is that likely?
No.
I make my way along the empty track towards the tunnel. It is a whispering that calls me. And though I am frightened, I must go into the dark. I'm coming. For somewhere in the tunnels they have put Mummy and Daddy, and I must find them and tell them, wake up! Wake up! Why are you sleeping? Are you hurt? Daddy! Mummy! Wake up!
Mary!
I was asleep! Why am I asleep?
Mary.
I would wake up.
You are awake. You're here. You're safe.
I was dreaming.
I heard you. Listen, you're all right now.
Grandad?
But we must leave. Sometimes it is best to leave a place. If it's making you... If you are haunted, leave. Leave. Because otherwise... Our lives will be lived in dreams, won't they? And we cannot bear to...
What?
I want you to say you'll come with me. It's a large figure.
It's magnificent.
When it's finished, we'll go. Yes? Come up a little further. Look. You see the head? You're not frightened of the height?
I never was. How many times have I climbed up the scaffolding to see your sculptures?
Nevertheless, put the safety harness on.
And this is your last?
Yes. If nobody will buy...
Somebody will.
Nobody. I won't do generals or princes. Will not do that. So, no one will buy... Though I hope to get a little attention with
this. Oh, yes, I'm sure you will.
You'll see.
You slept?
Yes.
And have you thought about what I said? It's a hard decision for you. Since your parents died...
No.
I claim no rights, of course. You're hesitating. Have you heard from Mr. Lester?
No.
You haven't seen him lately?
He's been busy.
I read his article, front page. He's pleased with his promotion?
I expect so.
We cling to our old lives because we're frightened. We fear what we don't know. That's our nature. But we can be free. Mary, come with me, won't you?
Yes.
Could you do that? Could you? A moving train in the dark, the wall above you, how far? A few feet away? It could scrape you off that carriage and bang your body along the shaft of the tunnel and drop you like a bloody rag. Could you do that?
When I was a child, we played in tunnels.
Did you?
We'd dare each other. You'd go into the tunnel. You had to go through the whole tunnel on your own. So you couldn't get out of it. You had to go. The beginning was okay, then you get further, and there's a point.
I know.
There's a point in the tunnel.
I know. You have to go on.
You could turn back.
You could.
I never could go on.
I never could turn back.
The killer isn't frightened.
No, he isn't. But what are you frightened of? Your name on the front page. Ambitions realized. No more doubts. Chance.
Come in. Constable.
It's been another murder, Sergeant. On a train.
Awake, and the light is on. It sways in the ceiling, and its light moves with the motion of the train. Mummy and Daddy are talking. I wake again. They are asleep. The window is moving. It is opening. But what is opening it? It is the fire. A flash. Mummy! I am awake! Daddy! It is the angel!
Carl Gerb, between Mansion House and Victoria Station, bullet through the heart, windows closed, no sign of a struggle. Sergeant?
I heard.
What are we doing?
You've organized the flares for next Tuesday.
Yes, Sergeant.
The tunnels will be guarded.
Yes, Sergeant.
The station's patrolled.
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
Yes, Sergeant.
You could find out if anything like this has ever happened before. Check the records.
Grandad? Grandad?
Mary, what are you doing here?
I came... I have the evening paper.
What are you doing in here?
I wasn't here.
You came in.
I wasn't here. I'm sorry. They're making bets.
What are you talking about?
It says so in the paper. People are making bets about these dreadful... What station will be the next one? What nationality will the victim be? His age, his occupation? Can you believe such... Don't they realize?
I don't involve myself in the activities of the herd. And neither should you. We leave soon.
May I see what you're working on?
I've finished for tonight.
Surely.
It isn't ready.
Oh, uncover it.
Don't ask.
I'm going to look.
Mary... I will show you in good time. I'm sorry. You work on something happily. The hours pass happily, and then you reach a point where, for the first time, you consider the possibility of failure.
No.
You were perhaps mistaken. Doubts return. It's always this way, Mary.
I'm sure it'll be lovely.
What?
I'm confident.
You know, in certain states of mind, there is nothing more... truly repellent to me than shallow optimism.
I'm sorry.
Contrary to most religious teachings on the subject, I consider hope a curse. Who was it said, despair young and don't look back? He was a wise man.
I'll go.
I'm sorry. Mary.
It's all right.
I'm sorry. Sorry. It is a black mist.
I know.
And I should be cheering you, my God.
We cheer each other.
Yes.
I've cooked you a nice supper.
I don't deserve you. No, it's very simple. I don't. If I lost you, what would I have? Now, these steps are rickety.
Grandad.
You could trip. Now, this is the kind of thing that can happen. Promise me you won't come in here. I mean when I'm not here.
All right.
Solemnly promise.
Yes. Yes.
Tuesday the 25th of November.
I know.
3 days' time.
I have taken steps.
You can't stop him.
You could be wrong.
You're going to stop him.
I'm just saying.
You can't. Can you? Why not invite him?
What?
Give him a target. I mean, your target, not his.
Explain.
You set someone up. You put them in a first-class railway carriage on the district line next Tuesday night.
Right.
You put a policeman under one seat, say, and a couple more on top of the train. You wait. Our man comes. You nab him.
A decoy. Is that the idea?
Yes.
I see.
You draw him in. You see, that's the beauty of it. You draw him in.
Into your net.
That's it.
So, we'd be looking for a volunteer.
I'd go for it.
You would?
I would.
Now, why would you do that?
Why?
Hmm.
I don't... What do you mean, why?
But your motives.
What's that got to do with it?
Are we looking for headlines? Crime reporters brushed with death? I saw the killer and live to tell the tale?
No.
Except you might not. And where's the advantage in posthumous fame?
What are you frightened of?
What did you say?
What are you frightened of?
I'm the one who walked through tunnels.
So give me my chance.
Is that it?
I'm asking you.
That is the difference between the amateur and the professional. The amateur does things for love. The professional doesn't.
This is very important to me.
All the more reason not to do it.
Please.
Charles, go and do something else.
You won't stop him. Light's in the tunnel. He'll work round you. You know it.
Go away. Charles, go and seek your life elsewhere.
I woke. There were lights along the tunnel. And a face. And he said, "What's your name?" And I said, "Mary." And I said, "Where are my mummy and daddy? Where are my mummy and daddy?" And then Grandad told me. He said, "An angel came and took them to heaven."
The flare light men are in the tunnel, Mr. Rich.
Yes, Sergeant. Concentrating on Mansion House and Victoria.
I want half a dozen men in the tunnel between Victoria and Sloane Square. I want it lit up like firework night.
Sir.
I wish they were policemen, not railway guards. I want it tight. The proverbial duck's rear end, if you would.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant Twain!
Yes, Constable?
Someone's been shot, sir.
What? Which train?
Not on the train. In a tunnel. One of our men, sir. Looks like he was shot from a train as it passed.
Is he bad?
I couldn't say yet, sir. Took it in the leg.
I'll come. Where the hell is Rich?
Constable Cran, is it?
Yes, sir.
How are you feeling?
Sort of numb, sir.
Lie still, then. The doctor will be here in a minute. Can you tell me what happened?
Here in the tunnel, sir. The train going west past us. I heard nothing, but I just felt my leg go. I knew I'd been shot. I dropped the lamp, sir, and oil everywhere. All went up in flames. That's what scared me. Davidson got us out. I suppose I'd be dead otherwise.
You probably saved someone's life tonight, Cram.
How's that, sir?
Well, our man took a shot at you from a train. Shows he was frustrated. He'll have gone by now.
We could have caught him, sir, if we'd signaled ahead to the next station.
Listen, we've rattled him. He took a risk. That may be the turning point.
Sergeant Duane! Sergeant Duane!
When was he discovered?
When the train got into Gower Street at 2 minutes past ten.
But when was he shot?
The doctor says earlier. Possibly Baker Street.
Ah, so he waited. Our man, having shot Constable Cram, travelled up and waited.
Yes, Sergeant.
And what do we know about this poor fellow?
His name is John Stern, a merchant, lived in Dewin Street.
Family?
Yes, sir. Wife and two children.
Do they know?
No, sir. I was just going.
I'll go.
Sergeant?
I said I'll go. What's the matter, people? Deaf round here?
Mary?
I thought you were Grandad.
Are you all right?
Yes.
You weren't at home. I wanted to speak to you. What are you doing up there?
This is Grandad's statue. What do you think it is under these sheets?
I don't know. A hero?
Grandad wouldn't do a hero.
No? I wanted to see you.
I'm going to Canada.
I'm coming up.
Charles?
I wanted to see you.
You've been busy.
Listen, Mary, I'm...
It's too late.
Why?
Why?
The case is nearly finished.
Uh-huh.
I volunteered to be a decoy.
What?
Yes, he's gone for it. He's desperate.
What are you
What are you...
Next Tuesday, I'm going to be on the train. We're hoping the killer will strike.
What are you talking about?
We're going to flush the killer from cover.
You're going to risk your life?
Yes.
Why?
I told you. We're going to flush...
Oh, stop talking that newspaper talk.
What's the matter?
You're stupid.
I love you.
Then tell Duane you've changed your mind.
What?
You say you love me? Tell him you're not going through with this stupid boys game. Tell him you're not available.
Mary?
Please.
What is it?
Tell him.
I can't do that. How can I do that?
Mary!
I've got you. You nearly fell.
Look.
You pulled the sheet off it.
Look at it. It's an angel.
I began my career in Burma, Charles. Once in a while, we'd be called to a village because a tiger had got the taste of human flesh and had started attacking the villagers. So part of my job as a policeman was to hunt it down and try to kill it. Then I thought, why chase him? Let him come to me. So I used to tether a goat to a tree. I'd be up the tree with my rifle ready, and the goat would be below, bleating. Only once because of the heat and the end of a busy day, I went to sleep. Only for a moment. I got the tiger, but not before the tiger had got to the goat. So put this steel plate under your waistcoat, will you?
Mary, I want to say sorry. I've behaved badly. I've spoken harshly of Mr. Lester. Is that what the matter is? Is this any reason to cry? Have I said something? I did not mean to, Mary, please. If you sit there any longer staring, if you insist on not moving, what am I going to do? Nothing. Well, listen. Tell me something else, then. Do you intend going out this evening?
Are you all right under there?
Yes. Are you all right?
Yes.
You don't have to do this.
I'm doing it.
Even now, Charles.
I know.
Pull out. Pull out now if you want.
I don't want.
Listen.
I'm here.
Right.
Don't talk. Please.
Just because a man seeks significant action does not necessarily mean his life is worthless otherwise.
You're not helping me.
Listen, the bravest man I ever knew, a police sergeant, threw himself onto an armed man, saving the lives of his comrades, sacrificing his own life. I went to see his widow with the medals. I did not tell her your husband hated himself beyond reason and wished above all to destroy himself significantly.
What the hell are you talking about?
Charles, we're getting close to the tunnel.
If I am killed...
For God's sake, will you stop?
See someone for me, please. Mary Hood.
Listen, Charles, listen to me. I'm sorry I made you do this.
We're entering the tunnel. Have you got the name? Mary Hood.
Brushing the side of the tunnel like flames of gold. He opens the window. Wake up, Mummy. Wake up, Daddy. The angel wants to speak to you. I know. I saw the angel's face. Burning. Burning.
You're right up there, Sergeant.
Yes. Did you never climb on carriages as a kid?
No, Sergeant.
Then I'm sorry for you. Ah, something. Something.
A strap, is it?
Yeah, sort of piece of a strap. Not to keep your trousers up. The sort from a harness. That's how our man got along the carriage.
How is Mr. Lester?
Oh, all right. Bruised, like an aubergine. That plate probably saved his life.
I looked through the files. No shootings on the district line, nothing like that.
Nothing at all?
No crimes, I mean.
No accidents? Crashes?
Well, there was the fire, 14 years ago. Killed a man and a woman who were trapped in a carriage.
I don't see a connection.
That's all I could find.
No one else in there?
Their daughter, 6 years old.
She died too?
No, survived. Raised the alarm. Too late. Saw her parents burned to death.
Anything else?
She was in hospital for some time after the accident.
Burned, was she?
No, it affected her mind, what she'd seen. In an asylum for a while, then came home. She was the Hood's only child.
Who?
Name of the family. Hood.
Are you all right, young lady?
Miss! Not an idiot! Miss! Oh, no! Miss!
What was she doing?
She was going to jump under a train.
Oh, I tried to speak to her.
Charles, I need a word with you.
What?
I have good reason to think she's involved in the murders.
What?
Good reason.
Oh, don't.
I need to speak to her.
Mary, that is...
She saw her parents die in a fire on a train. It affected her mind. I have to speak to her.
I don't understand.
I'm telling you.
Why should she?
Because... I don't know. That's what I'll ask her.
I don't want you to.
Charles, please, listen.
Sergeant, that piece of strap you found.
What?
I've got some results on it.
And?
It's from a safety harness. They're not a climber's. They use ropes.
Okay.
But window cleaners use them. Up high. Bridge painters. Sculptors.
Charles?
Sculptors. Yes.
Mary's grandfather is a sculptor.
Yes?
In that fire? It was his son who died.
Granddad was crying. I said, Granddad, what's the matter? He said something had hurt him. I said, was it the angel? He said it was the men. It was the men who had not helped Mummy and Daddy, and they must be punished. I said, but who will punish them? Will it be the angel? And he said, yes, the angel will come on wings of flame, and he will punish them.
Mary! Mary?
Yes, Les?
Isn't it a lovely day?
Yes.
Well, now, Mary, how are you feeling? There's a gentleman to see you.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
Don't be too long.
No. I'm very well.
Oh, you look pale.
You're not supposed to say that kind of thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Frankness is not encouraged.
Did you get my letter?
No.
I need to speak to you.
Wait. No, you don't.
What?
He was suffering after my father died.
Yes.
He took me in.
I know.
I had seen dreadful things. I was ill. My thoughts... I couldn't wake from a dream that terrified me. Every night screamed myself awake, and he comforted me. Charles?
Yes. He has killed innocent people. People going home to their wives and children.
It was my suffering that made him do that.
No.
He saw me for years. He couldn't bear it.
I don't think so.
Yes. He was my avenging angel.
You never wanted that.
How do I know what I wanted? We ask for things without actually asking. We have our mouths closed, but we are making demands.
All right. Before, you didn't know. Now you do. If we leave him, he will kill someone else. You know that. Mary.
Are you asking me to help you?
Yes.
You're sad?
No.
To say goodbye to a ruined country? Good riddance. What are you thinking?
About when I was a child.
It's past.
If I hadn't been ill after the accident...
Let it pass.
Grandad, you were very good to me.
Of course.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry? For what?
For what I made you do for me.
My dear Mary, I don't know what you're talking about. Is that down there? You see that man? Isn't that your friend Charles Lester?
No.
In the crowd, no?
I said goodbye to him.
So you told me.
I'm cold.
How are you?
Grandad.
What? Go on, go below. Rest.
Did he see you?
Yes.
You're sure?
Yes. Where's Mary?
Why?
I couldn't see her.
You feel all right?
Yes.
Good.
You think he'll come?
I think so.
The door's unlocked?
Yes, and Rich is in the corridor.
Huh. How long do you think we'll have to wait?
How can I know?
I wonder.
I wonder by all means, but don't expect an answer.
I feel better if I'd seen Mary out there.
She's in her cabin.
You know that?
I don't know it. It's an intelligent guess.
She's an amazing woman.
Yes?
I'm saying the way she reacted when I told her...
You told her?
Well, I'm saying she knew.
She already knew.
You spoke about
it? Yes, I spoke about it.
What? What did she say?
She said he was good to her. She cried about it.
She cried?
She said he'd done it because he'd seen how much pain it had caused her. And
the fire?
The fire, that's right. How much pain it had caused her. Why?
I wonder if she spoke to him. Did she?
Or, about...
Yes.
Maybe she did.
She told him she knew.
I don't know. It's... Oh, no.
No!
Mary! Open the door!
Mary! Miss Hood, please!
Charles, what do you want?
Come in. I think you should let us, miss.
All right, but why?
Because I think you're in trouble. Shut the door, please.
What's that?
He's climbing down. Yes, that's him, all right. The portal! Don't move. Get down! Hoot, this is the police! Drop your weapon!
What are you going to do in Canada?
I haven't decided.
Right.
What are you going to do?
I thought I might stay for a bit, look around, find a job, get married, that kind of thing.
Have you got a job?
The Toronto Star is looking for a theatre critic.
Charles?
Well, the arts are very important, aren't they? I've always said that. Will you marry me?
I don't know.
Oh. May I ask you again?
Yes.
Okay. Will you marry me?
Wait. I used to think that people were behaving strangely to me. That though when they looked at me they saw a woman, in fact they were mistaken, that I was a child, Charles. I longed to be treated as a child, to have a child's safety. I wanted you to protect me. Do you understand? And I must have asked for that in different ways, in a thousand different ways. I was a child, Charles.
Yes.
I'm not a child anymore. Now then, I've told you.
Please marry me.
Yes. I will. And I woke up. And the tunnel had gone. It is morning. There are no trains that I can see. I walk along the track. I look down. Along the banks and between the sleepers, small flowers grow. Yellow, white, blue. I breathe. I breathe deeply. And I climb up the bank. Above me, a sky of broken cloud.
In Death on the District Line by Michael Butt, based on the story A Mystery of the Underground by John Oxenham, Michael Maloney played Charles, Sylvester Latuzel played Mary, and Clive Francis played Sergeant Duane, with Brett Usher as Hood, Timothy Block as Cran, David Balcom as Rich, and Anne Beach as Mrs. Gresham. The director was John Taylor.